Good afternoon and welcome to another installment of Food for Thought here on Siouxland Public Media. I am your host, Adrian Colbeau, and today I get to sit down with Barb Gross from the Sioux City Public Library. She is on the reference staff over there, and we are very excited to have her on the program today.
Well, thank you.
All right, Barb. So you and I were talking a little bit off air. I should say a lot of bit, kind of warming up, and we have a ton of things to talk about, a lot of really cool things going on at the Sioux City Public Library right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, the library has, we did some research in preparation for this, and the library has over 2,500 cookbooks. And that's among all three branches. You know, we've got one downtown, we've got one at Perry Creek, and Morningside, which is close for renovation, but 2,500 cookbooks, and they range, I mean, all kinds of cookbooks.
Yeah, ethnic cookbooks, cookbooks.
your traditional things like The Joy of Cooking and sure. Julia Child's, but mm-hmm. then very specialized cookbooks about keto cooking, one pot instant cooking, things mm-hmm. like that. And I have some interesting statistics here about what has actually been popular, and it surprised me. The number one cookbook at the Sioux City Public Library for number of checkouts over the years is the Mrs. Fields Cookie Book. And it might make a great book to check out for ideas for holiday cookie baking.
Absolutely. Just desserts in general for the family coming over.
And yeah. And, you know, other books that I've checked out a lot are, you know, Betty Crocker, The Pleasures of Afternoon Tea struck me as something that was interesting.
Oh, interesting.
But just generally speaking, cookbooks have changed over the years. Their emphasis has changed in the library because of the internet.
Yeah.
People are, you know, dashing to their computer to look up recipes, which is
sure.
good. But what that means is the kinds of cookbooks that we're buying now tend to be more inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to be the books that you want to look at the pictures and that you want to get ideas from.
Mm.
So the new crop of cookbooks that we have this year are definitely in that category of
right.
inspirational.
Might tell a bigger story or a broader story.
They're fun to read as
yeah.
well as use.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if a lot of our listeners maybe enjoy reading cookbooks. I do. Sometimes I don't even cook out of them. I just sit and read them like a novel.
Well, I think an important point that you're making, too, is that cookbooks are for inspiration.
Yeah.
And I think so often we have this, you know, with food service companies like Plated and Blue Apron, it's like, we'll send you all the ingredients, and here's the recipe. Follow this to a T. Maybe kind of almost like baking.
Yeah.
And the thing I love about cooking is that it's like kind of playing jazz, right?
Yeah.
You can kind of take some things from one recipe, add them to another recipe, and kind of create your own inspired dish.
Improvisation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there are cookbooks that encourage that too. If you understand the basics of how food works, how you cook it, you can have more room for improvisation, which is also fun.
Right.
There's a book that I did a little, you know, the Check It Out program that runs on
sure.
the station. I did one recently for a book called The Food Lab, and it's all about the science behind cooking. So that'll be coming up. But there's a new one that I just heard about on NPR yesterday called, what is it called?
Salt.
It's called Salt,
Fat Acid,
acid heat.
Yeah.
Yes. And apparently this cookbook is very much like Michael Pollan's Cooked, where she talks about how understanding the basics of what cooking does.
Mm.
And then it allows you to be more improvisational when
right.
you're cooking.
Where how to properly cook something, but then also where does the flavor come
yeah.
from?
And yeah.
and that crosses cultures.
It does.
Right. Right. All these elements are available in any culture, salt, fat, acid, heat,
yeah.
and how exciting that is.
Right.
So what other books do you guys have available right now? You're sitting here with a stack of books. And I'm eager to delve in and hear about each one of them. So.
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about what we currently have at the okay. library, what we have coming in the next week or so, and then some of the older classics. But what I'm kind of excited about right now is we have a book on the shelf that's in the new nonfiction section called Sweet Home Cafe.
Hmm.
And this was a book that came out a little bit earlier this year. It was produced by the National Museum of African American History and Culture. And it's a celebration of African American cooking with 109 classic recipes from this cafe. It's really a good read. And there's another book that I couldn't bring today because it's been checked out. And it's called The Sioux Chef's Indigenous Kitchen. And you have to remember that Sioux is spelled S-I-O-U-X.
It's not S-O-U-S. I love that play on words, the right. Sioux Chef.
Well, it is written by a man who is Native American. He grew up on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, and he had wrote this book. He's now a chef in Minneapolis, I believe. But this book was named one of the best cookbooks of 2017 by NPR. I think it won the 2018 James Beard Award for Best American Cookbook.
That's
huge. So that's one definitely to look for at the Sioux City Public.
It's checked out right now, but
it'll be back in.
Can you put your name in the hat to have it on reserve? Okay.
So anytime you want a book at the library, just call us up. If it's not in, we can put your name on a list to get it next. And if we don't have a book, we can often get it for you through the Interlibrary Loan, the Iowa Interlibrary Loan Association.
And that's good for all books.
Yes.
Right. So, not just cookbooks or, it could be a popular title that just was released a week ago. And you can put in.
We can try.
There's also a link on there, you said.
You can make a request for us to buy a book
okay.
if we don't own it. If it's something that's relatively new out in the past year or so, you can send us a suggestion. The link is right there on our website under, I think it's under Contact Us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we try to buy books that people want. And so we take those suggestions very seriously.
And what is the website?
Website is SiouxCityLibrary.org.
Okay, that's pretty easy to remember.
Yeah.
Okay, so
what
else we got?
And some other cookbooks that are coming up, things that will be arriving very soon. One of my favorites is called Sister Pie. It's by Lisa Ludwinski.
Mm-hmm.
And it is about a woman who... she grew up in Michigan. I'm going to hand that book to you. She grew up in Michigan, went away to New York City for her training. She actually worked for Christina Tosi, who is the, is it Tosi or Tosi?
I believe Tosi.
Tosi, who is the Milk Bar Bakery's owner. She worked for her, got some training as a baker, and then said, I want to go home, and I want to start a business. She calls it a triple bottom line, I think, a business that is good for the environment, her employees, and her customers. So she has three goals in her business. And so she moved back from New York City to start Sister Pie. And she bakes glorious-looking pies and other kinds of goodies. And it's really all about the culture of this wonderful bakery. Even if you never make anything that is in the cookbook, which I intend to do, you will love reading it.
Yeah.
It's just a gorgeous little book.
Well, just looking at this, just thumbing through a little bit, some of the recipes are egg on top, sweet potato and cheddar galettes. We've got blackberry peach coffee cake.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, so, I mean, as far as inspiration, these books are putting together, and these recipes are putting together items that you might not ever think of combining.
Yeah.
And so just right there is some creativity inspiration for any of your recipes that you're trying to cook for this holiday season.
Absolutely. Another book that's coming in is Now and Again by Julia Tertian. I really like her as a chef. She was the one that did... she helped Gwyneth Paltrow with her book called It's All Good. That was a cookbook that came out several years ago. This book, what appealed to me is it has a series of menus, and then it has a plan for leftovers. Always a problem in my house. I love to cook, and I eat too much of what I cook, but there's usually a lot left over. And how do you freshen those up and serve them in a way? My husband does not like leftovers. So any way that I can find to disguise them and serve them again would be good.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So, and then another book that's coming in, I don't have it in front of me, but it's Cook Like a Pro by Ina Garten. Anything by Ina is wonderful. She is an amazing
Contessa.
Chef.
Yeah.
We have The Magnolia Table coming. That's by Joanna Gaines.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be in the library very soon.
Okay.
And then another book I have not seen, but I'm intrigued by it. It's called A Baker's Year by Tara Jensen. Tara is a baker that lives in North Carolina in the mountains, and she has a very simple lifestyle, and she advocates, you know, sourcing local ingredients, going back to some very basics in her cooking, in her baking in particular. So I'm looking forward to that, although I have not seen it. It should be in the library soon.
Okay.
We're also getting All About Cake for people who love sweets, and that is by Christina Tosi. And that should be fun because she's an amazing baker. And one more book that's coming in that I'm excited about is called Season, Big Flavors, Beautiful Food by Nick Sharma. Now, he is an Indian cook, but this book is more contemporary Indian. He talks about how to use the spices in his repertoire and to make more American dishes. So he's even got things like grilled pork chops sprinkled with cumin, coriander, cardamom, and curry, things like that.
All of the amazing Indian spices and mm-hmm. spices from that region.
Right.
I love it. Well, so part of having you on the air to talk about the books that are available right now are just to get people kind of more acquainted with the library in general. I mean, obviously, we're tied to our handheld devices these days, and there are a ton of resources on that device to give you a quick recipe or look something up quickly. But talk about the library and like the function that it still provides and how great it is to have this resource in Sioux City.
I think it's an amazing place, and I want more people to come in and discover all of the things that the library offers. One thing that we do at the reference desk is we take phone calls, and we will answer any kind of question. We don't always know the answers, but we know how to find the answers. And we give recipes over the phone. A lot of times at holidays particularly, we'll have a little cheat sheet that's written up on how to cook a turkey because we get the question a lot. So we give out
Your turkey 911.
911. Yeah. And we give the correct temperatures and advice on how to do it. One of the librarians told me that she has given out recipes for fruitcake, what kind of ingredients you need to shop for. But really, we're a resource, and we want to be. We want people to call us, take advantage of the service that we offered. Mm-hmm. It's free. The other thing that we like probably more than anything in our jobs is to have someone come up and say, please help me find this book, or can you suggest a book? We love that. And so I would encourage people to not only come to the library, but take advantage of the librarians.
You know, we have so many people in our lives, or at least I do, that say, you know, I just read this amazing book. And so individuals will say that. And I honestly do not make time to go to the library myself to ask that question of the people that are living it and breathing it every day.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to come.
I will have to come. And it's a service, it's a service that's paid for by our taxes.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, it's offered as a resource to us to kind of better our lives. So,
yeah.
And through food, I can't think of another way to better kind of do the full, the broad and well-rounded addition to my life. So,
the Sioux City Public Library has 220,000 volumes, and they're all just waiting for people to come and check them out.
How does the Sioux City Library, how do you... is there a capacity for, is it at max capacity right now? And are you continually kind of pushing volumes out and kind of phasing things out and bringing new things in? How does that work?
Well, there's a process called weeding.
Okay.
Which I thought was fascinating when I started. It kind of fits in with the food theme here. We do go through our collections constantly. It's a constant rotation. We're looking for things that, if they're older, if they contain information that's no longer current, and sometimes we'll have a book from 1980 and it has prices in it, well, it's not very useful now. So that book could be weeded. It won't be thrown away, of course. It'll go to the Friends of the Public Library, and that will go into the sale that we have every spring. And this year we had it at Christmas, too, so there was a second book sale, which is nice. But while the older books are leaving, new books are coming in to take their place. So it's not that the collection is shrinking or necessarily getting bigger, but we maintain at that level, and by bringing in a new and sending out the old.
Awesome. And part of that process is listening to the public and the books that they might be interested in bringing into the library.
Absolutely.
Very cool. There's a couple more books here sitting here, and I want to ask you about them because I see the name Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, yeah.
And rest in peace.
This is Anthony Bourdain's Appetites Cookbook, and it's the library does not have this book. I have it. We own all of Bourdain's writing, you know, his other books about being a chef. This particular cookbook I found that we did not have in the collection, but we may add it. I'm not sure. I just brought it because it's so special to me. You know, he was an amazing person, and I really loved his show.
I agree.
So, but we do have other classics and some kind of fun things. I brought Vegetarian Cooking for Everyone by Deborah Madison. She is, you know, the go-to cook for vegetarian cooking, and this is a really great reference book for anybody who's trying to cut back on meat in their diet. In fact, these recipes, she talks, it's called Vegetarian Cooking for Everyone because she says even if you are a carnivore, you can serve these great vegetable dishes as a side dish with meat.
And there is a big push right now to have like meatless Mondays.
Yeah.
And even if you do eat meat, to just give one of your days where you kind of eat like a vegetarian and kind of give relief to the livestock that we're consuming daily.
And the planet.
Right? Yeah, and the planet.
Another cookbook that is it's vegan that is tons of fun to read. Have you read this one?
I have not.
It's called The Thug Kitchen, and it is it's not for those who don't have a tolerance for swearing.
For expletives. I can see one.
It's full of expletives, but it's funny.
Yeah.
And it's really delightful. And actually, the recipes are good. I've cooked a number of things out of here. Being vegan is hard if you're from the Midwest because, you know, no dairy, no anything. But there are some tricks in here that really make some vegan food taste great.
Oh, very cool.
And he has funny name for things. I think he calls, there's so much swearing that I won't be able to read out of that book.
Well, if you've ever worked in a commercial kitchen, you know that swearing is a part of that culture. So I can see why someone would write a book or a cookbook with that in there.
And he has a couple of cookbooks, two or three. So,
all right. And that is at the library?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Might have to go check that out myself.
Yeah. I did bring one Ina Garten that we have at the library right now. The new one's coming in, but currently there, Make It Ahead is there. And this is a really nice cookbook for helping you prepare dishes ahead of time so there's no stress and entertaining. I really like that, not to have too much going on in the kitchen when people are arriving.
Oh, yeah. So if you're wanting to check these books out at the library, how long is the checkout period?
3 weeks. So you get plenty of time.
So that'll get you through Christmas.
Yes, absolutely. Run down now.
Yeah, so if you want any of these books that we've discussed today, and if you want to get them checked out, all you have to do is go visit your local branch. You said the Morningside branch is
closed
for renovation right now?
It's closed right now. Yeah, it's being renovated. It's going to be fantastic. Opening again in the spring. But right now, our Morningside patrons are coming downtown.
Okay.
Or to Perry Creek. We have Perry Creek, too.
What other things are available to visitors at the Sioux City Public Library? There's internet access as well?
Absolutely. We have a PC lab on the right next to the reference desk on the second floor of the main library. And we have 20 PCs. All it takes is a library card, and you can use the internet. We have a lot of databases that are really useful and only available at the library. We have an Ancestry version that is the library edition. It's more extensive than what you have at home. And, of course, you don't have to subscribe. You can just come to the library and use it. There are
So you're talking about doing ancestral research, kind of like Ancestry.com?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So you can come and use our version of it free. We have databases. We have language learning tools. We have engine repair manuals that are online. We also have a big microfiche area where you can use our microfiche to go back through the Sioux City Journal back to 1860-something.
Wow.
Which is really fun, you know, and particularly if you know what you're looking for, you pull it up, bring it up, you can save it to your email, print it, really
interesting.
Handy.
So is the microfiche, is that available online as well? Or is that all within the microfiche system?
You have to come in to do it because it's literally film that you put in the machine.
Yeah. I used to love doing that back in high school and middle school. Doing research for papers and things like that, but doing it on the microfiche system. I haven't heard that word in a while.
Yeah. Now, another thing that not everyone knows is that we have DVDs and CDs, so you can check out movies just like books.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, the Sioux City Public Library is multifaceted and has an amazing staff and tons of resources. Specifically, right now, we're talking about food, and we're talking about cookbooks and the different resources that the Sioux City Public Library has for people that are looking to make something special for Christmas or for the holidays, whichever holiday you celebrate. One last cookbook here, I see.
I have one more here that is available at the library called The Bread Baker's Apprentice. And this is a book that is, I dearly love it, because it's written by Peter Reinhardt, who is, he's one of the premier bakers in the country. And if you really want to learn how to bake and to understand grain and how it works in bread making recipes, this is your book. He has a master recipe that you practice with, and then you go on into other formulas. And I love the way he has not just recipes, but baker's formulas, so that you can understand how a small recipe can be increased in size and not changed at all.
So kind of almost like a formula, because
it
it's not
a formula.
It's not always that you just double the recipe.
Correct.
Right.
It's not always. In fact, if you do that, sometimes you'll get failures.
Right.
So, but he's using baker's formulas, and he talks a lot about grain and getting back to grains that are healthy. You know, I think we were talking before we started that bread has kind of gotten a bad rap. Because of gluten intolerance and some of the ways that grain is raised today, and also the way it's processed.
Right.
It's stripped of so many of its nutrients that it's just not what it once was, the staff of life.
True. It doesn't take as long for the body to process it, and subsequently it kind of wreaks havoc on the digestive tract.
Yeah, spikes the insulin levels. But if you can get back to using whole grains, at least as a portion of your recipe, it's much healthier and it's really fun. There's nothing more rewarding, I think, than having a big massive dough on the counter and you're kneading it
and turning it into something you can slice very cool. Well, Barb, this has been amazing having you. Barb Gross here from the Sioux City Public Library. She visited with us today talking about cookbooks. I'm going to write down all of the titles you have here that are available, and we'll get those posted on the website on Siouxland Public Media so that those are accessible. And if anything has piqued your interest here, or if you've got something else in mind, obviously Barb and the rest of the reference staff would love to help you out.
We would.
And the website again for the Sioux City Public Library is just siouxcitypubliclibrary.org.
Yeah, siouxcitylibrary.org.
Okay, siouxcitylibrary.org. And Barb, thanks so much for coming on the program.
Well, thank you.
I hope to have you on here again maybe in the next few months.
Great.
All right. For Food for Thought here on Siouxland Public Media, my name is Adrian Colbo. You can tune in every Friday just a little bit after the weather and the news for another installment, and we will see you then.